on the phone. I'm gonna be distracted. I'm doing an errand, but I'm here.
As long as we have you here, Laura, that's great.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, let's get this rolling. So let's do roll call. Christian Bryant.
Here.
Awesome. Thanks, Christian. Laura Golovina de Lovato.
Here.
Awesome. And we have quorum, so that's great. Thank you, everyone, for joining the RSC meeting during this lovely snow day, snowpocalypse. So we have a lot to cover today, so I wanted to get rolling with some staff updates, and then we'll get into some accessibility check-in stuff and some stuff for requests for deliberation. So some quick updates. We, for the next RSC meeting, we have a couple presentations that we're gonna start with. So first off, me and Brianne have taken the lead on the 14.6% increase presentation, which is basically complete at this point. I don't know, Brianne, do we usually forward that over for approval from the exec board? Okay.
No, but we need to internally pass it over to the data team just to make sure that all the data that we are including is up to date and reflects, you know, Bureau standards.
Okay, perfect. So we'll go ahead and get that over to them very soon here. And then Ian Davies was taking the lead on the long-term rent assistance presentation. And so I'll reach out to him for an update as well, so we can get that presentation over to the data team for just for review. Any questions on either of those? Perfect. And then just something to throw on the
questions from me. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Laura. And then just the next thing to go over was we have not set a listening session for 2023 yet. I think the last one we had was in June or July of last year. And so we just want to get, you know, the exec team and the board as the commission as a whole to start thinking about this. And so I did throw it on the agenda, proposed agenda for March, which we'll go over in a little bit here. But just want to see if there's any thoughts around that initially, or if we want to discuss that as a whole commission later on in March. But we do want to probably get one of those sessions on the calendar so we can start, doing the appropriate outreach for it. Laura.
So I'm just thinking that we definitely should be thinking about this now and looking at some dates. And I almost would lean toward picking a couple dates down the road that gives us time to advertise and get notification out, and then offering the full commission to weigh in on those dates, as opposed to trying to say to the whole commission, what date should we have it on? So do a little of the pre-work.
That works for me, Christian.
Yeah, that sounds fine to me. The only question, which I don't think this necessarily has to matter, because it doesn't matter who the executive committee is, we still need to get this scheduled and stuff. My only question was going to be around like the upcoming changeover with the executive committee is, you know, they may want to weigh in on that. But the reality is we don't want to wait multiple months. We need to at least start the conversation and start the planning now.
Yeah, I don't think that matters. I mean, yeah, I think it matters. I hear what you're saying, Christian, but there's so many pieces with planning and trying to get ahead of it that I think we should go ahead with that. But good point.
Yeah. I'm not against it. Let's at least get the planning started, see when people are available and what we can get done.
Are there a few dates that you two are thinking of now that we can just, you know, jot down and see what the full commission thinks?
Yeah.
What month? What, remind me, what month are we looking at or shooting for? Or do we even have that yet?
Last year it was in July. And I think this could be something, you know, part of the agenda today is thinking about the work plan. And so it might be something that you want to pick a month to slot in when it wants to be. So it's on the work plan when the body approves it.
And as of the 2023 schedule, we're meeting every other month on the even months. Is that right? Since this is February.
So I think of the odd months.
This is the executive meeting for the March RSC meeting. So
we'll meet in March, May, and July. So maybe aim for June.
Right. That's what I was going to say, is pick maybe a non-RSC meeting month.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I will jot that down. And then in a couple of minutes, when we go over the work plan, we can see how that fits into the overall plan. Yeah. And then run that by the full commission. Sound good?
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, next on our agenda is our proposed accessibility check-in. I'll go ahead and pull that up now. And that was sent to both of you just for some pre-review. And we just want to see any initial, this is of course going to go to the full body in March for approval and review and discussion. But this is just our first kind of draft of what we came up with. I wanted to see any thoughts you have on this, any inputs, what comes to mind? Laura?
So I thought it looked really good as a really good starting point. I think this is the first step. I think navigating accessibility in meetings can be challenging, but I also want to make sure that challenging because we want to meet everybody's expectations. But I also think that it would be really great to give maybe a draft of this to Alan Hines prior to the March RSC meeting, if there's time, just to give him a little bit of a heads up if he wants to weigh in on it.
Great idea. We actually already sent this to Alan last week, who approved of it. We invited him to this meeting today, who couldn't make it, but he had no critical feedback for us. So I left that door open, though, for any thoughts that would have come to mind after the fact. But in his initial email, it was an approval.
Awesome. My work here is done. I'm just going to go with you. Thank you. Yeah, I thought it looked good.
Awesome. Christian, do you have any thoughts around it?
No, not necessarily. Let's see. Yeah, I think, I mean, for the most part, I think it's good. I think, you know, the biggest issue we've had in the past, which for the most part hasn't been an issue since we've kind of in the last 6+ months, is especially, you know, having it in writing on the whole chat feature and, you know, making it to where, you know, my argument was always, well, we're supposed to be running these just like we would if we were in person, and we definitely wouldn't allow someone from the gallery to just jump up and start, you know, saying whatever they want at any given time. And so it is nice at the very least to have, you know, some of that in writing of, no, these are the official rules, so staff can feel confident, you know, muting someone that's, or, you know, disabling chat features or whatever is as needed to make sure it's, you know, the meetings are running as smoothly as they can and actually, you know, end up being productive and not getting derailed in a sense. So it was nice to actually see that part. There wasn't a lot that necessarily just stood out at me of like, oh, that's an issue I need to bring up, you know.
Mm-hmm. We did our best to streamline this as much as possible and put like a little protocol checklist at the bottom here, just for at the beginning of every meeting, just kind of going through the accessibility check-in. But I'll also make sure at the beginning of every meeting to go through the use of chat protocol, just to give a constant reminder of what community expectations are and how to use the chat effectively, just to continually combat those issues. So, and there are some questions here we have just about that we'll deal with internally around what we're doing now for accessibility features, captions wise, magnifiers, that I will be taking out of the final document before sending it out to the board at large for a review.
Awesome.
Perfect. Well, if there's nothing else on that, we can go ahead and close this chapter and then go to some work plan development. And so this is what we started on our end, sent this out to the exec team as well. It's pretty bare bones right now, you know, with no real work products thrown into the agenda. And so just wanted to get thoughts on this, additions. It's looking like, you know, here June would be a great fit for listening session since there is no RSC meeting then. Just want to open the floor for discussion.
I thought that we had sort of through that very difficult process that we went through, I thought we had identified the three subsequent topics as it, after the 14.6. But I have to say, I did not have a chance to go back to my notes and look at that. So, but I thought we had sort of done that, that it we could, and I guess what I'm getting at is for July, September, November, we could fill in those spaces with potential topics.
Laura, I'm going to pull up your notes from the last meeting. I think, because I think part of the issue was towards the end of like the first two topics came through really quickly. Like it was obvious where they were going to be placed in the agenda. But I think it was a little unclear how the body was going to be sort of like starting to tally. Like, were the votes rolling over to cumulatively hit a topic? And so there was a little unclarity about how the rest of them should be sorted. And then there was some unclarity around, I know at least one or two commissioners were saying, should we just like leave it open to see what the most pressing topic is in the moment rather than like have a like defined schedule? So that's sort of like the ambiguity that we were dealing with. I just found them. So I'll re-forward them to everyone. You guys can look at it.
Okay. That's great, Breon. And thank you. I think that can be the topic of discussion is how do we prioritize those remaining topics? Christian, does that sound right to you?
Yeah. I mean, one thing that, you know, we need to remember and we need to make sure, you know, we make sure that any new executive committee coming in remembers is that, I mean, ultimately it's our decision what goes on that agenda, and we need to make sure, you know, obviously because there's more to do than just go with which ones people want most, because we got to look at staff time and scheduling and you know, what reports we want and all that good stuff. So I mean, I would say at the very least, let's leave it as a loose framework of what were, you know, the most popular or sought after topics, but to make sure that, you know, any new RSC executive committee members are aware that, hey, there's going to be stuff that comes up to where there's probably a good chance you'll have to juggle this around, or you might have to shoehorn in something else or something like that.
That sounds reasonable.
I think there's also some discussion around, you know, the time commitment for each of these items and how long they realistically take to discuss, and outputs associated with each one might take longer than these 2 months. So I think there's some ambiguity there as well.
Sorry, couldn't find the unmute button on my phone for a minute there. But yes, Justin, I think you're right about that. So I think that's part of what the full body needs to talk about.
Totally.
Yeah.
So at this point, we want to try to fill in the rest of this with the next topics. Is that what our plan is?
No, I think we should make that a topic of discussion at the RSC meeting.
Okay.
And I would anticipate that we might not finish that conversation, but we'd be pretty close.
Or and so if I'm hearing this right, the only change that Justin should make before circulating this is slotting in a listening session in June.
Right.
No problem at all. Alrighty. Well, on this topic here, is there anything else that we want to discuss before moving on?
Not for me.
Okay.
No, not at this time.
Awesome. Let's move it along here then. And then we'll go through the proposed agenda for March, just as we see it here. Of course, staff updates. We want to just start with that, of course, and go through the changing in bylaws and how that looks for leadership. And then, you know, have a discussion around recruitment, what that process is going to look like for the board. Brianna, do you want to talk through the recruitment process?
Yeah, I'll be happy to talk through the recruitment process. My understanding is that we're just going to be doing a self-nomination. So encouraging folks to self-nominate. And then the commissioner in charge is the one who gets to determine the like the placement. And so Laura is going to be the only member who's retaining because this is her first term. No, this is you're in your second term now.
Yeah.
So we're recruiting three members.
For executive committee.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Could you add that to the agenda? Just say recruitment for executive committee.
Of course.
Yes.
And this is my first recruitment process. So how are we expecting that to look like? Would that be them self-nominating by email over the next month? And then ideally have someone on by the July meeting?
Well, we can't promise that.
Yeah.
So I think the process will be that they will self-nominate to you. And then, you know, you will write up a memo that is sent to the commissioner. And then the commissioner, you know, on the timeline of the commissioner, determines who is going to serve on the executive body. I mean, this might mean that this executive committee is in place for the next 3 months, 4 months. It's kind of a little hard to tell. And we have also offered that all of the current executive committee members who are rolling off, they're staying in place until the next executive committee is put in place by the commissioner, and they're welcome to continue to attend these meetings in an ex officio status to give advice and help steward the executive leadership. But we don't have a defined timeline. We can't promise that the new body, the new executive leadership, will be in place by the next meeting, which is May. That would be an ideal timeline, but we can't promise it.
Right.
Yeah, I would just leave that open, TBD.
Okay, perfect. So we'll go through that and then open the discussion, of course, for the accessibility check-in and see what feedback we can get about that. Ideally, we want to start doing this at the May meeting. If everyone weighs in and has time to approve, is this something that will have to be voted on, Brianna?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. And then of course, going listening session, kind of finalizing that date and time frame in June. Hopefully we can get a solid date out of the, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, I don't, last time what happened was we sent out a poll. And so I think if we're moving this to be part of the work plan, it doesn't need to be its own standing agenda item. We just do it as part of the work plan. And then send out like a communication to the members to then source a date. Cause just looking at the amount of like voting and discussion that's going to happen, if we opened up a let's talk about everyone's schedules in June conversation, it might be a bit of a time suck.
Do that.
Yeah. That's like the idea of doing at the very least doing a poll beforehand.
Yeah,
so we've got a good idea of here's the top ones. The drawbacks are one or two people might not be able to make it, but we can have enough there, and then let them kind of, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I do not consider my RSC members children. So when I use this analogy, please don't think that's what I'm saying. But it's kind of like with children. If you can do a lot of the research ahead of time and give narrow it down to 2 to 3 choices, then typically it can be a pretty efficient decision-making process.
Christian, I could not agree more.
Me as well. Okay. So I will make sure we have a poll out before the next meeting. Ideally, we'll come into the next RSC meeting with at least a top 2 or 3 dates that that will be finalized.
Yeah.
And then we're going to vote on extending the RSC meetings for going from 2.5 hours to 3 full hours, so from 2 to 5. We had some discussion in the last RSC exec meeting about letting the group have agency around this. So we'll go ahead and open up that up for any discussion and voting as necessary. And then get into the real work of the 2023 work plan approval, kind of filling out the work plan and identifying possible work products, which I'm assuming will take the bulk of the meeting. From there, time allowing, going into the 14 point, going into both presentations that we'll have at that point reviewed by our data team and finalized, public testimony, and then finish by voting on sending the recent RSC work products to Commissioner Rubio. So those were those letters, the long-term rent assistance, COVID one, and the anti-harassment for sure were on that list to be recirculated. And to clarify, we had agreed that we're voting just to resend them to the commissioner, not to update and add more input and have discussion around that.
Correct. Just right. To resend them to directly to Commissioner Rubio.
Yes, yeah, I think that'll be very intentional with our language around that and make sure they are circulated beforehand so everyone can review just what's in there currently. Thoughts on that very packed agenda?
My only thought is that, Justin, you're really going to need to keep us moving just keep us moving on.
Okay, I can do that. And this is there's a lot going on here.
And I know, Christian, I know you'll do that too when you're chairing the meeting.
Yeah, sir. Whether we like it or not, that's one of the bigger parts of our responsibilities is being like, Okay, we got the point. We got to move on though.
Right.
So, absolutely.
Nice little balancing act of trying to let everyone speak their mind, but also making sure they know that at a certain point, your time limit for speaking your mind is up.
Yeah, we got to vote. Yeah, we have a lot to do.
Yeah.
All righty. So that looks like a good work plan for us. There's no other thoughts around that. Looks like our last thing here is see work plan finalization, topics in order, work products, ask for commissioners, due dates. Brian, what's to discuss here?
We sort of talked about that a little bit. Brian, you know, clarified the how we've still got to resolve some of the issues with the remaining topics. And mm-hmm. I think that little section at the bottom there, the 2023 work plan finalization, I think that's going to be part of the work plan approval discussion.
I think so too.
Yeah. And I think the only thing that we need to determine, in addition to the topics in order, and then obviously the work product, something that came up at the last RSC meeting was, you know, given the structure of public bodies, right, and public meeting laws, there was some discussion of how members of the body could use time between meetings to share thoughts. And it was this idea of having a specific due date by which they needed to submit written comment that could be circulated prior to the meeting. But so that's just something, again, that needs to be talked about the work plan finalization. Like, for instance, if the meeting is in May is going to have a lot of sort of feedback into like stuff around the 14.6% rent increase, or feedback into a work product, needing to set timelines by which like people would submit comments that could then be circulated so people could do pre-work. That was the sort of just bringing that back around.
Laura?
Yeah, thanks, Brianne. I wonder if, because we seem to keep coming back around to the constraints in some ways that public meeting laws put on us, I wonder if it would be good to just have a summary of here are what public meeting laws say we have to do. And very, you know, just a few bullet points for the whole commission to look at as we're having this conversation, and then use as an example of this, putting your comments in writing and submitting them, working backwards from a meeting. So comments that would be reviewed at the July meeting must be submitted by this time, and da da da, to give people an idea of actually how long it takes, how much pre-time is added because of the public meeting laws. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I think big one is, you know, we have to, if somebody wants to submit a comment or idea that will be discussed at the meeting, it will have to be publicly posted, mm-hmm. right, as part of the meeting packet. Mm-hmm. And so that would need to be posted by the Friday before the meeting is like the must date, but obviously we would need a couple of days beforehand for like the staff, right, to help prep. So that's like really what it is like, if you're bringing sort of like comments and proposals that you want people to be able to like parse through and discuss, like it'll have to be part of the public record.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Definitely get a refresher on that, as far as public meeting law and how it surrounds that. As another, it's another topic, but that's right online with it, is something I've been thinking about with the changeover of the RSC Executive Committee. And also, if you look at the makeup of the RSC in general right now, compared to when we first started, there's definitely a lot of new faces. And I know when we first started, we had I can't remember, it was like an hour, maybe it was 2 hours, where we basically had to get taught by one of the city attorneys, you know, what we can and can't do. Mm-hmm. They also talked about things like, hey, if, you know, outside of this, you know, if you're getting hired to do something or something like that, it can't, you know, the reason can't be simply that you are on the RSC, or there's something like that. I'm sure I'm misquoting that. I'm definitely not the expert. I just try to remember as much as I can. So it might not be a bad idea. I don't know if there's a requirement within the city of Portland, like other cities have with new executive committee members. But if that's something that's possible, and budget and time constraints, I think that would be probably a good idea to try and do something like that. Because there's a lot of people that weren't there for that and definitely, you know, aren't up on what all the rules are and what they can and can't do.
I agree. I think that's a great idea to get that refresher from the city attorney.
Yeah, we'll see if the city attorney has capacity for that. I know the Office of Civic Life, to serve on public bodies now, you have to like pass some quizzes. There's like little like YouTube videos, and then you submit some quizzes. I don't know if y'all had to do that or if that is something that was instituted later, but I know most of the new members. Huh?
That was later for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
We did not have to do that.
What replaced a full on training by the city. Oh. That's my guess, is like the city attorney was like, we should not have the attorneys doing this, but figure out how to like make it a little less burdensome. Right. So I know that the new body members have been working on doing all of those.
Okay.
All of those. So.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And I know that for this next meeting, we'll be sending out in the next couple business days a reminder to the commission as a whole that it's time to get any comments or anything they want circulated for the work plan discussion to us by, you know, within the next week, so we can start circulating that. So that communication will be going out very shortly.
Great.
And so with this public meeting law, laws refreshers, are we good with just them doing the YouTube videos and work plans, the YouTube videos and the quizzes, or are we still wanting to try to schedule some time for the new exec committee?
No, I think if the city attorney's office said, no, we're going to do training this way, I mean, that's fine with me. I don't think it hurts to just have these sort of bullet points about what the requirements of public meetings are, to just remind people. It's just a lot to carry around. So
absolutely, it is a lot.
Yeah.
So that could be something, I mean, we type up and just add to staff updates, or something that we could
put it at the bottom of every agenda or on the second page, whatever, something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's sort of like on my board meeting agendas, I put on every agenda, here's what we have to do to reach quorum, because I can't remember between that meeting and another.
That's a great idea, Laura. So what we can do is type up some main bullet points for the public laws, add them to the agenda, and then in our next RSC meeting, I'll just briefly discuss it in staff updates.
Perfect.
Besides that, are there more thoughts on this topic?
Not from me.
Nope.
I actually have a thought around work products based on sort of like what Christian and Lori were saying about like doing a little bit of pre-work, because I know there's been a lot of conversation around like what the work products could be. I don't know if there's a way to source, like, because in the time that I've been working with the body, the work products have pretty much been letters to the commissioners and to the mayor. I don't know if there's other work products that people are interested in. So I'm just wondering if we should flesh out what a work product is.
That is a great idea, Breon, because I think that having a letter to the city council, to the commissioner in charge of the housing bureau, you know, and the mayor and all of that is great. I think that it doesn't feel big or satisfactory to all of our colleagues on the commission, but I would really, really, really want to make sure that maybe we identify what a work product is not. We are not drafting policy. We are not suggesting budget. You know, we have to stay in our little world of making recommendations. So maybe, I guess what I'm trying to say is, what are some better formats for conveying our informed recommendations to city council besides the letter? And I don't know that, you know, could be sharing research that other entities have done. And I say that because I feel like we have many members who are very interested in drafting policy and legislation. And I feel like, I mean, that's great, but I feel like that's so outside of our scope that it leads to us spending a lot of time doing something that we really don't have any authority to do.
Right.
No, I hear that. Especially with a new commission, it could be newer commission. It could be great to really ground us, start the work plan, like what we can and cannot do as we really get into the discussion. So,
because I think, I mean, in my experience, it's definitely one of those things where committee members will get be frustrated and feel a little defeated if they find that stuff out after they feel like they've done a lot of work and that it didn't matter, versus managing their expectations properly on the front end and just be like, look, just so you know, don't get excited about something that we're debating, thinking it's going to become law for sure. The reality is we are just the expert body that the city commissioner or the city council wants in charge to try and vet this stuff out and bring things to their attention that that we think they should be looking into more. And it's, you know, once we do that, it's 100% out of our hands. And even though it's sometimes it feels a little empty as a reward, we should also, you know, feel good that, okay, we vetted that out. It's out there. And, you know, we shouldn't get discouraged if it doesn't turn into a law like one or some of us may want to. You know, we can still, you know, go home saying, hey, we discussed it, we got our opinions out there, and we know for sure that they were at least heard and or read, you know, by those in power. And whether we like it or not, that's where our authority ends.
Yeah, well said, Christian. I think that's really good. And you made me think of something else. I wonder if part of our work product should be a follow-up action with Commissioner Rubio. So we issue a letter of recommendation, and then in a month or 2 months, depending on what the topic is, we follow up and say, we sent this to you, we're happy to entertain any questions you might have, but we'd also like to know what the status is. And again, just an idea.
No, I think that's a great idea, honestly, to really like not just have it be submitted and done. You really follow up with it and see what the outcome is or what the review process is. I think it give a lot of the commissioners more faith in the process as well. How would we like to approach this, keeping in mind our already packed schedule for the next RSC meeting? Because I do think this should be discussed and brought up before we discuss the work plan, but I'm not sure if we have time to throw in a little presentation, or it can just be an informal discussion, or I could even do like a FAQ sheet that we send out beforehand.
Yes.
So everyone has that before.
Yeah, I vote for the FAQ sheet beforehand and tie it to what Christian so clearly said, that it's about setting expectations. So as we enter into our work planning process, please keep the following points in mind. You know, we can't do this, we don't do that, whatever. You know, don't make it too negative, maybe. But here's what we can do. So as we approach the topic, focus in on the things that we can do. And that might help people ahead of the meeting say, oh, okay. And maybe they'll say, well, I have a question, why can't we do this? But at least it will give us a framework, and we don't have to explain all of that during the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I agree that a full-on discussion could take a while. So let's just go in with an understanding and a clear basis beforehand, and we'll triage any questions that pop up.
Perfect. Go team.
Yeah. All righty.
The only other work product I was thinking of was maybe RSC could do like a dance video, but I don't know how that would go over.
Oh, we'll figure that out.
Okay. Cool.
Well, if that's the case, it's a darn good thing I'm not going to be on the executive committee anymore.
You're not getting out of it yet.
Yeah. Gotta fill the role first.
All right. Anything else, or were we just 16 minutes extra efficient today?
Yeah.
It seems we were efficient. Yeah.
Super. Wonderful.
Well, perfect. I will get these. I'll get this stuff typed up and approved and sent out, and then we will stay in touch, and I'll see you all at the next RSC meeting.
Thank you so much. Sounds good, everyone.
Take care.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Bye.